Get ready to feel more alive. Alive with the Deal delivers truthful talk about health for your body, mind, spirit, and home. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice. Adil and his co-host, Savitri, bravely discuss issues most people avoid or ignore, delivered with compassion, integrity, and wit. Alive with Adil is about your own healing so that you feel more alive. Tune in each Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW to feel more alive. Alive with Adil. And here's your host, Adil Palkhivala.
Hello everyone, this is Adil Palkhivala. I hope you're all well today. Very grateful today to have Savitri in the studio with me. As most of you know, we are on every Monday at 11 o'clock. And last week, we discussed home issues. We discussed how to feel more alive by having a home that is conducive to making your body feel more present, your energy feel more calm, your mind feel more focused, and your whole body, your whole nature feel more alive. So we could continue with that. And since I have Savitri in the studio, let me ask you, Savitri. Savitri, you told me many months ago that most of this work started because of your getting sick when we first moved over to the Northwest. Would you like to tell our listeners what exactly happened and what changes we made?
First of all, I wanted to apologize to our darling listeners for not showing up last week. I know I was mentioned be there, but just a few minutes before I was supposed to come on the show, an emergency situation came up and I had to attend to it. I had no choice. So I wanted to apologize to you, to all of you.
Thank you.
I have been very sensitive my whole life, and I realize sensitivity is an enormous gift. I prefer to put it into the level, the category of awareness. So my baby, my beautiful darling body has been very aware of how toxic our world has been, and is getting more and more toxic as the years go by. And when we lived in California, because the weather was warmer and you could keep the doors open more and the windows open more, the houses tend to get aired more, and the toxicity level is not as high. But in the Northwest, when we moved here, because it's so cold most of the year and you have to close all the doors and windows, I was amazed how much toxicity was in a home. And it was at a time when all this stuff was not even talked about. It was very hard to find books and information about all of this. And I thought I was going crazy. I thought, why am I feeling sick when we bring this beautiful new carpet into the house? Why am I feeling sick when the air seems fine, but my body is telling me it's making me weak and I'm getting lung infections and pneumonia every single winter?
So when you say you're getting sick, you're actually talking about lung problems. Was there anything else?
Oh yeah, when we first moved to the Northwest, because of the sealed environment of the homes here, the chemicals did not get a chance to air, and the heat, of course, is releasing the chemicals more when you have the heat on all most of the year. And so I physically went from feeling much better when I came here to starting to get severe liver problems, could not eat. I had pneumonia every single winter, pleurisy, asthma, headaches constantly, couldn't sleep.
A good point, because I feel the same way. Whenever I'm around something toxic, I get headaches. That's the first sign I get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, breathing problems, headaches, your eyes tend to run. You get symptoms of a cold, but yet you really don't have a cold. A lot of people will come and say, I have a cold. I don't understand. I was feeling fine just a few minutes ago. And they immediately think it's a cold. It really isn't. It's an allergy. A lot of allergies can mimic cold and flu symptoms. And so I was in a state of constant cold and flu symptoms almost 24 hours a day for years.
And that's actually a good point, Savitri, because many people may think that they are sick And therefore they go to a doctor, and the doctor gives them medicine, when actually they are not sick. They just have a reaction to the chemicals that are surrounding them. And the medicine will not only not make them better, but if it does make them a little bit better, it's covering up the symptom of the allergy. And therefore they actually end up worse off, because now the body is becoming numbed by those horrible drugs to the reaction of response to toxic chemicals. This is something that the body is trying to tell us, that our environment is toxic. And if you shut off the signal, then you can live in toxicity and not know it, thereby ending up with severe problems in later years, such as cancer.
Exactly. That is one of the things that I feel is really important. Thank you for bringing that up. That when you go to doctors and put certain medicines in, it's actually suppressing the symptoms, and then you lose that awareness and the warning that your body's trying to tell you that this environment is not conducive to being alive. And in a sense, what the body is trying to do through the allergies and the illnesses is to let go of the toxins, to free the body from the toxins so that it can stay healthy.
I understand, yeah.
So through the list that we Adil and I put together, really through experiences that we had, because I was an interior designer, and one of the things of the courses that I had taken, I was one of the few people that would be sniffing and smelling and scratching and feeling, and they would look at me as though, you're strange, you know, they just go, if it looks pretty and it matches the room, good enough. And I'd go, no, it just doesn't feel right, something feels odd about this. I feel sick when I breathe this product, and just don't feel alive in a room with these certain things. I didn't know that there were so many chemicals and products, from the paints to the wallpapers to the carpeting and flooring and so forth. That's something that came to me as I had to do my own remodeling, and then I began to realize, my God, now I understand why I was sniffing so much and also getting allergies costly when I was taking my courses.
So when you suddenly get a cold, or when you go into your home and you start to feel sick, think twice about it. It may not be you getting sick. It may just be your home letting out some toxins, or your work environment letting out toxins, so that it can tell you this is not a good place to be. And so now let's talk about solutions. So what do we do about that? Give us some examples of what you do. I remember last week we talked about getting rid of shoes. Bringing shoes in is just not healthy. And you are the one who really emphasized that for our family, Savitri. And is different, because you see, I was brought up in India, but not as a regular Indian, but as a Parsi. And Parsis usually don't remove their shoes when they come into their home, whereas most other Indians do. So it was new to me. Tell me, Savitri, what was your response? What was your feeling? What was your reaction to shoes in the house?
Well, first of all, I also was brought up in a similar environment where we did not remove our shoes. And I used to think people who removed their shoes were really silly people. I didn't understand. And I remember complaining, and, you know, living in India, why do I have to remove my shoes? You know, I like my shoes. And was very possessive, you know, where are my shoes? And When I was meditating and trying to figure out why am I so sick, this is one of the first things that I was told to do, is leave the shoes outside and start seeing the difference. Not only does it make a difference as far as dirt and chemicals, we have such a toxic environment now with pesticides and fertilizers have arsenic in them. I just read recently that there's pollen, a lot of pollen outside, and when people who suffer from asthma and allergies, they're actually bringing pollen into the home with their shoes. And especially if you have carpeting, all that stays on your carpet and then falls on the underlayment of the carpet. And then bit by bit, you're breathing that in all the time. But as far as energetically, it made a huge difference energetically, because our feet, because they're touching the ground, pick up a lot of lower vibration energies. And I would like to do a show actually talking about more about energies.
What is a lower vibration energy? How is it different from a higher vibration energy?
Well, higher vibration energy is the energy of light, and light is felt by love and joy and positive thinking and positive energy and things like that. Lower energy is our negative thoughts, our negative feelings, things that take us away from our oneness. And the earth actually holds a lot of that energy for us. And because our nature is dwindling dramatically, because we're cutting down so many trees and not planting enough flowers, nature cannot keep up with transforming lower vibration energy. So our feet actually bring that energy into the home.
That's interesting. But just as an aside, by nature, do you also mean animals? Because we're destroying so many different animals. In fact, when we were at Omega doing a workshop a couple of weeks ago, we read that 90% of the large fish in the ocean have been destroyed. I mean, does that have any impact on the earth?
Well, absolutely, because all these animals are everything that's alive holds some form of light, which is the divine. And when we kill and destroy what is alive, where the divine is shining through, we are lessening divinity on this planet. And so if we as human beings do not hold positive consciousness, positive thinking, thoughts and so forth, thoughts and feelings and actions, then we are adding to the toxicity of lower energy onto this planet.
I understand. I'm sorry for the aside. Let's go back to having good, perhaps a distance, a separation between the outer world and the inner world by removing your shoes. What else do we do when you come into the house?
Well, the other thing that's really important is washing your hands, and we'll talk about that in a moment.
Okay. Well, I look forward to coming back. The music is starting, and we'll see you soon. This is Adil Palkhiwala with Alive with Adil. Talk to you later.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based Reservatrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest Resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at www.reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, Whole Foods Market. Visit Reservage.com and feel vitality today.
In the last 30 years, over 1 million people have gone from busy and a bit overweight to busy enjoying life, having lost weight using MetaFast products. The Take Shape for Life program has taken that success of MetaFast meals even further with a free certified health coach and a realistic and simple plan. You're not fixing a problem. You're on a journey to optimal health. Learn more, talk to a health coach, and hear their story of success. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
After a 15-year search for a truly delicious, healthy, easy-to-prepare organic meal, Savitri and Adil Palkhiwala founded Eastern Essence. They set out to do what their friends and business acquaintances thought impossible, to produce delicious, healthy, vital food grown in harmony with nature and to promote organic farming in India. Happy food, happy people, happy planet. For more information, go to easternessence.com. That's easternessence.com.
Get ready to feel more alive. Alive with Adil brings you the truth behind things you experience every day, ways you can heal yourself, and choices that make you feel truly alive. Adil is a true Renaissance man, a world-renowned yoga master, naturopathic doctor for 10 years, an attorney, and has degrees in physics, math, hypnotherapy, massage, operatic singing, plus he's an expert in green home building. Alive with Adil discusses health for your body, from heartache to heartburn, your mind, from judgment to joy, your home, from cooking to color, and your spirit, so you can bring forth your talents hidden deep within. Adil bravely discusses things most people wouldn't touch, delivered with compassion, integrity, and wit. Alive with Adil is about your own healing so that you feel more alive. Tune in each Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio and Alternative Talk. Feel more alive. Alive with Adil.
Hello, this is Adil Palkhiwala once again with Alive with Adil. Welcome back to our show. As you know, we have Savitri with us today, which is absolutely wonderful since her intense sensitivity and ability to feel the environment around her and the people around her have brought us so much health by steering us away from things, people, events, energies that can make us feel less alive. So thank you for being on the show, Savitri.
Thank you.
So let's continue with what we were talking about. We were talking about keeping the outer world separate from the inner world, the difference by creating a boundary between outside and inside. We removed shoes, and now we were going to go on about washing hands and keeping the hands as clean as possible.
Yes, one of the things we don't seem to understand is when we are out in the outer world, our bodies pick up a lot of energy. In fact, over 90% of our thoughts we pick up from the outer world. And we pick up thoughts, we pick up feelings, we pick up various other vibrations that are not of light from the outer world. And our home should be a place that we can create a very clean, balanced environment so we can hear our inner voice, so we can feel our bodies telling us what's right and what's wrong. But when we are bombarded with so much energy outside, we automatically become a little numb just to survive. And in our home, we should not have that numbed situation. We should be as open and aware as possible, especially if we want to develop intuition.
Exactly. Thank you for mentioning that, because last week we were talking about the fact that I do not feel intuitive. I cannot feel my mind focused. I cannot feel totally alive if I live in a home which is does not have that clean quality. If the home is full of dust and dust mites, and if it's full of chemicals, and if it's all messy, the brain doesn't function in such a home. Yeah.
In fact, all these changes I started making in our home helped me to become more intuitive, helped me to become the person that I am today, where I do intuitive healing, I do energetic healing and psychic healing and so forth. And it all of this made a huge difference in the work that I do, and because it made me sensitive and aware. And when I was getting sick and when I was getting affected by all of this stuff, the first reaction is just numb yourself. And when we want to call back intuition and start bringing awakening feeling, we have to start looking around us, and our body's going to tell us, stop doing this, stop doing that, stop thinking this, stop using this product. And we must make the changes that our body is requiring from us.
Lovely.
And so now the first thing regarding hands, now we're constantly touching things on the outside. We're constantly shaking hands with other people. We are picking up energy all the time, because energy, our bodies just have skin that separates us, and skins have pore, and skin is absorbing all the time. So water is such a great gift and cleanser of balancing energy, neutralizing energy. And you know, if you imagine water when you're washing your hands or your body or your dishes or anything, if you imagine light, if you feel love when you're connecting or touching water, water is an amazing holder of our intention. So when you use water, it's a wonderful way to cleanse your home and raise the vibration of your home, as well as your physical body, which is your most important home of all. When you're having your showers, when you're washing your hands, when you come home, feel love, feel light, feel gratitude in the water, and it will not only neutralize the energy, but actually give you the intention back to your body.
That's wonderful. In fact, most of you may know that all of us in Purna Yoga, when we come into our house, we always wash our hands. Washing our hands helps, again, separate the outer world from your home. And this is a very important thing. I myself feel a sense of heaviness on my hands every time I teach. As you know, I'm a master yoga teacher. I've been teaching now for 30 years and practicing for 44, and actually 35 years. And what I feel is that after every class, I can now sense the weight on my hands. And as soon as I put them in water and wash them, the weight rolls right off. And that is why I feel the necessity, not only for washing the hands when you come in, but washing the feet. There are two options, actually. One is to wash the feet, and the other is to have completely separate slippers for inside and outside. Of course, being a yoga teacher, we do both. So it's really nice to have an indoor slipper as compared to an outdoor slipper. And in the house that we have just almost finished building, we have a foot bath. So when you come into the house, you step into the foot bath and you wash your feet first, and then you enter the house. And this is because we like to walk barefoot in the house.
Well, so we have to understand, sorry to interrupt you, but we have to understand that all the ancient cultures knew this. When you go to Japan, you go to Hawaii, you go to India, you go to China, these cultures had a separation. You washed your hands and washed your feet, even removed your clothes, outside clothes, before you came into your sacred space, which was your home. And especially in Japan, I loved it. Everywhere we went, restaurants, and definitely every single temple, you had to remove your outer shoes and wash your hands before you were allowed in. And the difference in the feeling was just amazing. There was this ancient presence of divinity, which you could tell was sustained because of this respect of separating the outer world from the beauty of this sacred space.
Yeah, in fact, in all the dojos in Japan, it's the same thing. When you come in, you wash your hands and you wash your feet. And that is because you're entering a sacred space. This means that if you consider your home a sacred space, that's how you should treat it. Yeah. So what else, Savitri, should our listeners know?
Well, should we talk about air filters? Because that made a huge difference in our health.
Yeah. So let me just recap. Feet clean when you come in. Hands wash when you come in, and as often as possible. I know this sounds a little strange, but for me, it is crucial, is to have a shower. A shower is a blessing. We've not had showers in our society for very long, and a few hundred years, that's it. But having a shower is cleaning the energy of the entire body. And if my whole body is my temple, which of course it is, then I must keep it clean. And not only do I keep it clean by thinking good thoughts, by doing good actions, by speaking good words, but I keep it physically clean also by having a shower. Personally, I feel a shower twice a day is essential. And I'm not talking about sitting in the shower for hours and hours. I'm talking about getting water on your body, getting some soap and cleaning out your skin so that you feel refreshed. Anytime you feel excessively fatigued, try a shower.
Thank you for bringing that up, actually, because that made a huge difference in my connection with my intuition. Because again, especially at nighttime, you know, a lot of the dreams that we have are actually the body's way of cleansing the energy we picked up through the day. So I was guided, don't pay much attention to dreams because you're really cleansing other people's thoughts and feelings that you picked up during the day. But if you have a shower before you go to bed, not only does it relax the muscles, relax the nerves, it also cleanses the skin and the body from the energies you have picked up. And also the hair, if you can wash your hair, for those of you who can wash your hair as often as possible. I wouldn't recommend daily because it's not healthy for the hair, but we do pick up a lot of energy from the hair. But that's really when people say, well, I had this really strange thought. It didn't feel like me. Well, that's the reason is the brain is trying to cleanse the energies it picked up. And so that's where a shower can be so useful. And it's a wonderful meditation thing when you're in the shower and you imagine the shower as liquid light and put the intention of love and joy and peace in the water and feel that flowing on your body and being absorbed by your skin. So your intention is being absorbed back through the gift of water on your body. And then whatever was not harmonious for the day, imagine the water taking down the drain and giving back to the divine to transform for you.
That's beautiful. That's lovely. Okay. But I'm sorry I digressed. You were saying something when we started.
I was talking about air filters.
Ah, the air quality in the house.
It makes a huge difference and you're feeling alive.
Yes. Mona was reminding us a little while ago to mention that the ducts in the home must be cleaned. There are many duct cleaning services. Please enlist one of them and clean your ducts every couple of years. And also make sure that they do not sterilize the ducts with a chemical. Many cleaning services actually use chemicals in the duct system to sterilize the ducts. This is not wise. Simply vacuum, maybe a little steam to kill some of the bugs, but do not use chemicals because you're going to breathe those chemicals later. And there are very few, if any, totally non-toxic chemicals used by duct cleaning services. So please employ a duct cleaning service, but tell them you want no artificial chemicals in your solution for cleaning the ducts. And then the air filter thing that you brought up, Savitri, I have found that there are many air filters on the market. We employ two of them. The first is a whole house filter that is connected to our entire system. This is not one of those little pieces of nylon that they put inside as an excuse for a filter, but I mean a real filter. And this is an electrostatic filter made by Honeywell. It removes all the particles, all the pollen, all the bugs, and it's followed by an ultraviolet light to sterilize the air to prevent the bugs from reproducing.
And also removes mold spores, because we live in the Northwest, so there's a lot of mold problem. And these air filters are absolutely essential because mold causes an enormous amount of illnesses for the human body that we're just not aware of.
Well, here we are. We are on our next break. Take a moment, enjoy our sponsors, and I'll be on the air in a couple of minutes. Listen.
Purna Yoga Centers provides an integrated yoga experience that encourages health, relaxation, and the inner pursuit of purpose without pretense through the natural connection of the body, mind, and spirit. Whether you are looking to yoga for exercise, improve your health, use yoga and meditation as a means of self-discovery, or learn how to teach yoga, our inspired instruction and supportive community will help you accomplish your goals. For more information, visit yogacenters.com. That's yogacenters.com.
For pet parents who value quality natural nutrition, Wellness Natural Food for Dogs and Cats offers an ideal nutritional balance of carefully chosen, authentic ingredients in every recipe. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose, and you can trust the quality of all the ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. To learn more about the difference wellness pet food can make and to locate a pet specialty retailer near you, go to wellnesspetfood.com. That's wellnesspetfood.com. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Discover why researchers are investing time and money in an attempt to explain these unprecedented healings and how you too can master this extraordinary work. Reconnective Healing is a globally recognized new level of healing and has been taught to more than 60,000 people in more than 60 countries. Discover your ability to heal November 6th and 7th in Seattle with Reconnective Healing instructor Christine Upchurch. These events will teach you how to utilize this new spectrum of healing frequencies that allows us to access a level of healing beyond anything you've read about, thought about, or dreamed about. To register for the Reconnective Healing events in Seattle, visit thereconnection.com.
Our work is to help our students become aware of who they actually are. Whether you are just exploring the idea of teaching yoga, or a seasoned teacher who needs to keep up your skills, or someone who wants to deepen your practice, our programs are created with you in mind and are approved by Yoga Alliance and licensed by the state of Washington. We offer three levels of training so you can progress at the pace that respects your lifestyle and resources. For more information, go to yogatrainingseattle.com. That's yogatrainingseattle.com. Get ready to feel more alive. Alive with a Deal brings you the truth behind things you experience every day, ways you can heal yourself, and choices that make you feel truly alive. A Deal is a true Renaissance man, a world-renowned yoga master, naturopathic doctor for 10 years, an attorney, and has degrees in physics, math, hypnotherapy, massage, operatic singing, plus he's an expert in green home building. Alive with a Deal discusses health for your body, from heartache to heartburn, your mind, from judgment to joy, your home, from cooking to color, and your spirit, so you can bring forth your talents hidden deep within. Adil bravely discusses things most people wouldn't touch, delivered with compassion, integrity, and wit. Alive with Adil is about your own healing so that you feel more alive. Tune in each Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on Transformation Talk Radio and Alternative Talk. Feel more alive. Alive with Adil.
Hello, this is Adil with Alive with Adil. Thank you for listening. And we'll go back to where we were. We were talking about air filters. And I mentioned that we use two different systems. One is the whole house system, which can be an add-on to your furnace. And it is absolutely a wonderful thing because you never change filters. All you do is take it out, put it in the washing machine. I'm sorry, dishwasher, not the washing machine. You put it in the dishwasher.
That'd be fun.
And turn the machine on, the dishwasher on, and you got a clean filter. If you have a larger home, you may need two. And that's what we have. We have two filters next to each other. So that's a lovely way to clean the major dirt in the house. However, because of your sensitivity, Savitri, we have an additional filter inside the house. And that is in the bedroom. We have a three-stage filter. It's a pre-filter, followed by a HEPA filter, followed by a carbon filter, followed by ultraviolet light. And this filter creates constant purity in the air in the bedroom where we spend a lot of our time going into a state of relaxation where our nervous system goes from its sympathetic day-to-day activity to a parasympathetic relaxed state. And this is the time when most healing, if not all healing, takes place. Because when you're sympathetic, when you're active, when you're working, when you're jumping, when you're talking, there is no healing happening in the body. All healing happens only when you're in the parasympathetic state, which is the state of rest. So that's the ideal time to have a very clean environment around you. And I suppose, Savitri, that would also apply to the sheets we use, right? If we use toxic sheets and if we use sheets with chemicals in them and dyes, then obviously you're breathing that into your body, just like the bed. If you use a bed which is filled with chemical foams, then of course you're going to breathe that all night. That is why it's very important to have a chemical-free bed. In fact, in the days when we used to sleep together, Savitri used to want her side of the bed softer and my side harder. And we found a bed, actually, which did that, where you could dial in your number. The hardness of the bed, but unfortunately it was lined with some chemical rubber and it was intolerable for us, so we couldn't do that.
I tell you, your nose is the best thing, your best gift possible in this toxic world. Sniff. And when you smell something, get close to it and sniff for about a minute and observe whether you get any symptoms, whether your throat feels a little off or your eyes feel a little off, because you're going to be sniffing that product in your home constantly. So I sniff everything before I buy it. And that immediately lets me know if I feel slightly uncomfortable when I'm sniffing it. It's like, forget it. Even many things say they're non-toxic, and I've begun to realize that's a label that's being used just too freely. And eventually we find out there are little toxic chemicals, and your nose is your best bet. Your body is your best bet. Your body will tell you, no, this just is not conducive for me to feel alive on this planet.
But Savitri, what about people whose sensitivity is so low that they have been numbed in their olfactory region? The sense of smell is so dulled because they're always around toxicity.
That is true, and this is how you start. Some things you will immediately know, and you go, oh, I had no idea. So that's you just start training yourself as you are sniffing away, and you go, oh, I had no idea that thing had such a weird smell. And I've done that with a few of my students, and then I just say, not really pay attention and focus, and now sniff. And they'll go, oh, my goodness, that does smell odd. I just never really took the time out to smell and to become aware of my reaction for what I have just inhaled. So bit by bit, as you detoxify your home, your sensitivity will increase. And your sensitivity is your gift. It is a warning to support you to keep this body alive for as long as possible. Our lack of sensitivity has created all these illnesses that are out there that everybody's trying to find a cure for. Most of those illnesses are caused by the toxic world that we have created, from our thoughts as to our feelings, our actions, as well as all the chemicals.
You know, I agree with you deeply, Savitri, because sensitivity has been put into a back corner by most of our cowboy gunslinging world, where we think that being as macho as possible and being as insensitive as possible is good, where I can handle anything, you know, I can handle this thing, I can handle toxins, I can handle poisons, I can handle bullets. This is not a sane thing. It's a very macho competitive world, and we admire competition, but there is a price to pay. As most of you know, the average Olympic athlete's lifespan is less than 50. And this is crazy. We're talking about people who we put on pedestals and put gold medals around their necks, and we applaud them for the next few years as they appear in commercials all over the world. But what is happening to their life? The intensity of competition kills the sensitivity, because they just push themselves no matter what, and then they die young. Is this sensible? So it's very important for us to cultivate sensitivity. Cultivate sensitivity. I believe that when we cultivate sensitivity, then we can feel what is good for us and what is not good for us. And when we can feel the difference between that which assists our growth and that which takes us away from our growth, then we can make decisions. The decisions then will be made based on our sensitivity. And when we make decisions properly, we develop one of the most important qualities a human being can develop, and that is self-trust. I start to trust myself because I am sensitive. And that self-trust, of course, leads to self-love, which is the first step to going inside and finding your soul. So developing sensitivity, Savitri, I think, is crucial in this hierarchy of finding one's soul.
Yes, thank you for bringing what you brought up.
Yeah. So what else would you suggest for keeping the home as non-toxic as possible so that we can feel more alive?
Well, I did want to mention a little more of the air filter thing. Because, you see, the basic structure of a home nowadays is all made with pressboard. It's filled with formaldehyde. So even though the home itself, you may say, well, I've done this, I've done all these non-toxic things, but if the home itself is not built from the very beginning with non-toxic materials, that pressboard is leaching through the walls, through the cracks of the home all the time, and is filled with very, very toxic chemicals. And so the air filter is removing those toxic fumes and chemicals all the time for you. Again, I mentioned earlier, mold spores. A lot of homes are being built when it's raining. And the mold is actually, and then they put tar paper on this wet board that homes are built with. And then they put tar paper, which seals the mold, seals the moisture. And then the mold slowly begins to grow, and the spores slowly begin to
multiply,
and then they end up in your air quality. And so the air filters are the best things you could possibly give for yourself. It'll not only make the air feel fresher for you, you will think better, you will be more energized when you wake up in the morning. If you wake up sluggish in the morning, it's because the air quality was not good. And what happens with that is then your intuition can increase, because now you're feeling more. When you're feeling freshness in your air, you begin to have a little more sensitivity and awareness of how your body is feeling, and then you can start becoming aware of all the other things that are toxic in your home. But that's one of the first things I would start off with, is to get some form of air filter. Whole house is the best, and if not, then get room filters for every major room, especially where you sleep and where you work.
Yeah. In fact, you can even buy a very simple electrostatic air filter which makes no noise. You just set it up, plug it in. Of course, it will not remove chemicals, but any airborne pollutants which have a charge will be attracted to the ions that are being released, because airborne pollutants tend to have a positive charge, and the ions that are released from one of these air filters has a negative charge. So the ions annul the positive charge, drop the particles to the floor where you can vacuum them up. So we also have those. In fact, in our yoga center, which is, of course, Yoga Centers, YogaCenters, online you can find us at purnayogacenters.com. There, when you come there, you'll notice the air feels really good. And yes, of course, it's the energy work that you have been doing there, Savitri, and the work that we have done to create a beautiful field in the yoga center. But also it is the air filters and it is the EMF stabilizers that we use in the place so that people can truly relax. So, Mona, Savitri, what would you like to talk about next?
I would love to talk about dust. First of all, you have your air filter, and that's fantastic and great, but there's dust all the time. And a lot of dust comes from our skin.
Almost 70% of the dust in a home comes from the shedding of your skin, which is a lot.
So if you have lots of showers, then we'll shed in the shower. but a lot of dust comes also from fabrics. A lot of dust comes from, I notice when the sun's shining in my laundry room and I'm folding the laundry, it's amazing how much dust is just floating in the air. So one of my favorite places to have a filter is in the laundry room. It catches a lot of dust there. And every time I fold my clothes in the laundry room and remove the lint from the dryer, I vacuum it up from the floor because that lint will go into your lungs and, of course, also create dust around your home.
Ah, well, that's a big one, isn't it? Well, let's do this. Let's continue this discussion when we come back after a commercial break. I look forward to talking with you. This is Adil Palkhiwala with Alive with Adil. Talk to you soon.
Pernu Yoga Centers provides an integrated yoga experience that encourages health, relaxation, and the inner pursuit of purpose without pretense through the natural connection of the body, mind, and spirit. Whether you are looking to yoga for exercise, improve your health, use yoga and meditation as a means of self-discovery, or learn how to teach yoga, our inspired instruction and supportive community will help you accomplish your goals. For more information, visit yogacenters.com. That's yogacenters.com.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. With CRA, we are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
After a 15-year search for a truly delicious, healthy, easy-to-prepare organic meal, Savitri and Adil Palkhiwala founded Eastern Essence. They set out to do what their friends and business acquaintances thought impossible, to produce delicious, healthy, vital food grown in harmony with nature and to promote organic farming in India. Happy food, happy people, happy planet. For more information, go to EasternEssence.com. That's EasternEssence.com.
Tired of not losing the weight? You need a healthy solution for weight loss that protects your muscle mass as the fat burns away naturally. Holistic Medical Center has the healthy option for your weight loss concerns. Lose 1 to 3 pounds per day in 21 days, naturally, under our physician supervision. Call Holistic Medical Center 425-451-0404. Or on the web, drdarvish.com, drdarvish.com.
Meet Kevin.
I was 60 pounds heavier than I am now. I was at 35% body fat. I was depressed. I was miserable.
Then Kevin consulted Seattle nutritionist Bev Kinblade, who made some adjustments in his diet.
It wasn't some fad diet. It was solid nutrition. My metabolism improved drastically. My energy shot up. My self-confidence, self-esteem. It was life-changing.
Find out about a free 30-minute nutrition appointment with Bev Kinblade at SeattleNutrition.com. SeattleNutrition.com.
Hello, this is Adil Palkhiwala back with Alive with Adil. Please remember that feel free to send me emails. Our website is alivewithadil.com and we'll answer them on the next show. Once again, that's Alive with Adil, and Adil is spelled with two A's. That's AADIL. Alivewithadil.com. Look forward to hearing from you. Let's continue where we left off, Savitri. We were talking about dust. We were talking about dust and dust mites. We were talking about those horrible little creatures that look like they're from an alien planet.
They do, don't they? It's scary.
They look like armored creatures from one of the ancient Star Wars movies. Yeah.
Oh, talking about dust, I do want to bring up pillows.
Yes.
Because it's very important that you put a cover around your pillow. The pillowcase is just not enough. Change your pillows up every couple of years. But there are these zippered pillowcases specifically for blocking dust mites from going into your pillow. And you can zipper them over your pillow, and then you can wash them as well along with your pillowcase. So it really makes a difference for allergy sufferers to breathe better. And of course, if you breathe well at night, then you feel much more awake in the morning.
Yeah, actually, I like that. I have one on my pillow and have had it for many years.
Yeah.
It's a very, very useful barrier. Not only does it prevent dust mites from going into the pillow, it prevents dust mites that are in the pillow from coming out of the pillow and entering your nose. So that's a good one.
Well, back to dust.
Yes.
I feel I'm a queen of dust because my mother taught me to clean the house when I was 8 years old. And I was in charge of vacuuming and dusting and cleaning as an 8-year-old. And now I'm 50. And I have really had a lot of experience with dust. And she taught me the basics. And then I began to say, okay, well, if I'm going to be doing this, I might as well do a great job. And my mother was just quite surprised how good I became at it. One of the things I've noticed with dust that people do, which is really doesn't make any sense, is they'll take a cloth and then just dust the surface. Now, if you look in sunlight when you're doing this, that dust is flying all around the room, and eventually it'll settle right back where you just dusted. So the best thing to do is to vacuum. You take your dust brush, which is part of most vacuums, and you vacuum the surfaces you want to dust. Do not take a feather duster. It's the worst thing possible. It's a feather duster. Again, it just throws the dust in the air, and you're going to breathe it right back. And I noticed when I was dusting, I would get very sick and start getting allergies. So when I started this, where I'd use the vacuum cleaner and dust the surfaces first, and then I would take a damp cloth, just gently damp, and I would go over all the objects with the damp cloth because there's a little thin layer of dust that is on objects that the vacuum cleaner cannot pull up because maybe some grease or the finger of people touching the objects where it's a little sticky, and so the dust sticks to the object. And so it's that damp cloth then removes the dust from those objects and surfaces. And then you feel it really feels so much cleaner, and you don't get sick while you're dusting, and that dust is not just going around. All we're really doing most of the time is when we're dusting the old-fashioned way with a cloth and with a duster, it's just moving the dust all around the house. That's really all we're doing. We need to take it out of the house, and that's where the vacuum can be incredible.
And I think it's important that the vacuum system have a really good filter.
Yes.
If you're using a portable vacuum system. We don't.
Absolutely.
We use a whole house vacuum system. So when you're actually vacuuming, it actually leaves your house completely and is sent into the garage into this big can. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. As I said, I was living in a state of sniffles 24 hours a day. And these are the suggestions I'm giving to you, and Adil and I are sharing is because this is what I needed to do in order to get out of the state of being in allergies constantly and flu-like symptoms constantly. All these little things you can do to make a shift in your health and in your home environment. So again, dusting is really, really important. Now, the other thing I discovered with dusting, if I would be in a bad mood, and I'm dusting, I would notice the energy of the items I just dusted absorbed my bad mood. If I dusted with gratitude, because after all, everything I have, I'm dusting because I'm thankful for it. So if I dusted with, thank you, I have these objects. I'm grateful for what these objects do for me and how they make my home and my living experience precious. And when I dusted and touched with gratitude, light, I would notice with my third eye that my objects were shining with light. And I thought, and I'd start experiment. And I observed that I can actually change the light vibration of my home through the process of cleaning and dusting with my attitude. If I clean and dust with the wrong attitude, I am bringing heavy, dark energy into the house. If I clean and dust with gratitude and thankfulness, I am bringing light and love in the house, and I get the blessing as well as my family. So your attitude and what you do in everything makes a big difference in raising the vibration of your home to a light-filled, divine environment versus an egoistic, shadow, complaining, negative environment.
Yeah, actually, Savitri, I remember that after you've cleaned the house and I walk in, you can feel my whole body relax. Normally the house is clean, but after you've actually gone through the whole steps of cleaning the house each time, there is an amazing shift that happens. You don't even know it. Just walk in and you feel that relaxation. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you begin to love everything you own when you touch it with gratitude, when you clean with gratitude. You begin to realize how much you have in your life, and it just puts life back into a much greater perspective. So even the act of dusting and cleaning can be a spiritual, divine meditation to unite with your spirit and to be thankful for all the people on this planet that help create the products that you are using to have the lifestyle that you are enjoying.
That's beautiful. As we come towards the end of the show, are there any other things that we need to talk about for people, help them have a less toxic home? While you're thinking, I want to mention something, and that is antibacterial soap. It's become a very, very big thing now, antibacterial soap. Antibacterial soap is downright toxic. The ingredient used is triclosan, T-R-I-C-L-O-S-A-N. Triclosan is what is used to make antibacterial soap. This is harmful. Its vapors enter the air. It goes inside your skin. It kills the healthy bacteria on your skin, as well as the bad bacteria. It's very much like fluoride. When you brush your teeth with fluoride, it kills all the bacteria in your mouth. It eats up the enamel in your teeth. It's a very toxic substance. We will talk about fluoride someday a little bit later. But today, since our topic is the home, I suggest not having any antibacterial soap with triclosan in it. All our research shows that if you use hot water and any good soap, you remove as many bad bacteria as you would with one of these artificial chemicals. Do not use triclosan in your home. Do not use antibacterial soap unless the antibacterial agent is a natural agent like tea tree oil or peppermint oil. Those are healthy antibacterial agents. Do not use artificial chemicals, please. In fact, I realized it because I would wash my hands in the airplane and then I brought my hands near my nose and I'd get a headache. I said, what's going on? Is it some sort of chemical perfume? Because most perfumes are toxic chemicals and we should avoid them altogether. But what I found was it was triclosan, the antibacterial agent. So Savitri, anything you'd like to say in this last couple of minutes?
Yes, I just wanted to basically just go over that the reason why we're talking about all this toxicity of your home is because your home is the place that you can control your environment. You can't control the feelings and attitudes and energies and shapes and colors and so forth of the outer world. That's the group consciousness that all of us are sharing and trying to work together in. But in your home, you have complete control of the colors, the smells, the shapes, the products, the textures, the quality of your air. You have complete control through the power of buying to create a beautiful, healthy environment where your sensitivity is allowed to open up and reveal to you what is right and what is going to help you to stay more alive, where your intuition can be with you and not be numbed because the outer world forces you to numb yourself because of vibrations that's just on so many different levels. So this is why this is a very important part of our spiritual path to become aware of our home and the environment we have control over. You learn a lot about yourself through the colors you choose, through the products you choose, through how much you care about you and how much you care about your body and how much you care about this earth.
Thank you, Savitri. We're coming to the end of our show. Please email us, alivewithadil.com. and enjoy our food products, which you've been hearing about throughout the show, easternessence.com. And I look forward to seeing you at our yoga center, which is, of course, in Bellevue, Washington, purnayogacenters.com. This is Adil Palkhivala with Alive with Adil, looking forward to talking with you next week. May you have health, wealth, and happiness so that you feel more alive.
You've been listening to Alive with Adil. For more information about Adil, visit alivewithadil.com. Tune in Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time to Alive with Adil.